From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Killing Raven by Margaret Cole. Now let's begin with Killing Raven. From the unabridged Random House Dictionary of the English language, Raven, large corvine bird having lustrous black plumage and a loud, harsh call. To Raven, to seek plunder or prey, to eat or feed quickly, to seize as spoil, to devour voraciously. The raven is a bird of many legends that extend back into time. Always it has been believed to be a bird that feasts on the bodies of the dead, and one that hunts with wolves and shares the kill. From an Arapaho song, the raven is circling above me, the raven having come for me, having come for me. Chapter 1. The stars were bouncing across the windshield, streaks of light that zigzagged through the blackness and plummeted downward before shooting up and out of sight. That was how it seemed, but Leela knew she was the one bouncing in the pickup. Her forehead hit the windshield, her right arm crashed against the door handle. A flash of pain like a burning coal gripped her elbow. Someone was screaming. God, she couldn't stop screaming, and her own voice sounded thin and frantic above the pounding beat of corn and the rushing wind through the opened windows. Out of the corner of her eye, Leela saw the dark pickup pull alongside them as Tommy stomped on the gas pedal. They roared ahead in a blur of chrome and flickering lights. "Tommy! Look out!" A utility pole rose like a granite tower into the headlights. Leela threw out both hands to brace herself against the dashboard. Tommy was pulling on the steering wheel, throwing his whole body toward the door. They swerved around the pole, which knocked and scraped down Leela's side. There was the screeching sound of metal ripped from metal. And then they were alone, bouncing through the sagebrush and across the iron-hard ruts, headlights